Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Let me just get it out of the way. Happy Hour is going to be the biggest splash ever. We're going to do a deep dive into politics and everything else. Greg Louganis is here.
Yay.
Olympic gold medal winner, the greatest diver ever. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
This is so exciting. Greg Louganis is in my fucking house, Travis.
He's in your basement.
Oh, my God. Do you understand? We're about the same age, and you are responsible for my low self-esteem. You and Nadia. Because my parents are like, look at Nadia, perfect 10. Look at Greg Louganis, perfect. What are you?
Oh, my God. You can't make comparisons. I mean, that's crazy.
I just figured I like guys in Speedos when I saw you diving.
You're like, I'm gay.
And they're
whatever
getting
that is.
Smaller and smaller, right?
Hey, we'll take it.
Oh, my God. Tom Daly. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You just did an event with him, right?
I mean.
What's that?
You just did an event with him, didn't you?
Yeah. I actually just met his baby.
Oh, that's right.
He's new daddy. He and Lance.
This will be the first 4-hour happy hour because
you've got an event to get to. You're not going to go 4 hours.
We both are going to the same. I think we're in the same documentary, The Advocate.
Yes.
50 years of The Advocate.
Yeah.
I love. I'm in it with Greg Louganis, and I work in the basement. But whatever. Multiple Olympic gold medal winner, obviously. Literally, people saying not just the greatest American diver, greatest diver in history. That's got to be a big bar, but you've done so much since then. Best-selling author, LGBT activist, just sort
back
of
on
hero.
Board. We were got
it's your HBO documentary, right?
Yeah. We got an Emmy nomination and a Directors Guild nomination.
Can I just say you're my age and you're fucking hot? Oh, you're like a year older than I am, and look at you. Have I showed you my calf? Hang on. Just take one look at that. Just look at that. I gotta listen. I gotta.
What? You're barking up the wrong tree, lady. and
it's,
also,
it's,
you're
it's
a lesbian.
He appreciates
deal.
It as, a,
it's
as an
deal.
Athlete.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many ways I sort of relate to you. I mean, here's what I was going to say about your whole journey and how amazing it is. I have nightmares about you hitting your head on the fucking diving board. I don't know if you do still.
Oh,
but
so do I.
Yeah.
Did that really happen?
Yes, because you're in those greatest moments like Joe Theismann's leg getting cracked.
Oh,
the quarterback
God.
In the football thing. And then whoever the skier is that falls in
the
agony of defeat in the ABC.
Oh, my God.
World of
I mean, that I was just.
And you hitting your
I
head.
I was so grateful. I mean, I came back after the prelims
no,
and
that's
won.
The story.
So I wasn't
of what
the agony of defeat.
That's what I mean. That's what's the first story of what a hero you are. You came back from fucking what should have killed you in your head, which we all were like, oh God.
Hey, I'm paying the price now. I am. I'm having issues with my neck. I just
learned that. Yeah. One would think so.
It's like, oh my God. It's so.
Right, but oh, okay. Well. But you, what a story of inspiration for people. You came back from what would have killed most people. You to concussion. Then you went on to win the gold medal. You went, but you were back in the pool however long after that.
Well, and I had about 22 minutes to gather myself together to get back on the board to do my last two dives in the prelims.
Yeah. You're like, oh, okay, that stings.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
that's going to leave a mark. Yeah. Okay. But
it
okay.
did.
Can I just say,
and a few stitches.
This is inspiration for all Americans for how we're going to get through this shit show of the Trump administration.
Get back on the diving
Greg
board.
Greg Louganis cracked his fucking head open, people. Diving board went on to win a gold medal. We can get through this, can't we?
Yeah. You know what? We have to. I mean, there's so much good happening in the world.
Yeah.
There really is. And, I think that, especially traveling so much internationally.
Yeah.
You see so much of the world and the world's view of what the hell is going on here.
We have so many friends, including Kathy Griffin from Two Happy Hours Ago, that we need to get Sorry About Our President in Every Language t-shirt. We have to order that in bulk, Travis. Yeah.
Those are going to be the parting gifts
we
for everyone who comes in.
We have a lot of world traveler friends.
Yeah.
We just have to say.
Just send me one. Okay. Send me one
we're
so
taking
I can
care of this as fast as we can.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Where do we even start? So, like Sean always says about Mike Pence, because
Mike
I know
Pence
you've
is up
met
to his
Mike
albino Pence. Eyebrows in this.
Yes. You have to hope that we get Mike Pence first, because I know that you have an experience. You met Mike Pence.
Yes.
Tell that God. Story, because I heard it on CNN the first time, but tell me again.
Okay. I was actually
he's praying
in,
for you, which makes me feel
yes,
better.
Yes, he's praying for me. Oh, my God, please. But I went to...
I get the feeling that's not the first time he's taken his organ out for someone.
I get the feeling that might be the title of this podcast.
What? I'm sorry, Greg. Go ahead.
You know, I was in Indianapolis to promote the new book. It was the 25th anniversary of the passing of Ryan White.
Yeah.
And so I was there to support Jeannie. And as soon as my plane his landed, this whole thing came up about the, Religious Freedom Act and all that crap with Mike Pence. And so, I wanted to go just observe, the press conference.
Yeah.
I was escorted out of that whole press conference. And then Mike Pence heard about it and said, oh, we want to invite you to, he invited me to his office. And of course, HRC was on the ground.
Yeah.
They were by my side. And
Human Rights Campaign.
Yeah. And so, they were, really, really wonderful, supportive, and respectful. And, I met with him, and I shared my story with him, thinking humanized.
With Pence. And was
humanizing.
There any, did he blink at all? Or was
humanizing.
There any kind of.
And I swear, there's been two times when I felt that I was in the true presence of evil. And that was one of them.
Wow.
The other one was when I was doing an interview. We were talking to the BBC. I was the guy in Moscow who wrote all the anti-propaganda laws in Russia. And I was in California. So the phone call was at 1 o'clock in the morning, to get the whole thing. And, it was like I was in the presence of evil. It just made my skin crawl.
Yeah. Where's our music? Did you hear that when you met with Mike Pence? That Wagner.
That's what I heard. That's definitely what it was terrifying. And then of course
it's the Pensy code.
Yeah, and of course he turns to me and he said, "I'll pray for you." I'm like,
"Oh, what? Fuck yourself." Excuse me. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's probably not what you said, because you're a Greg Louganis Olympic champion.
I said it in my head.
You said I shared with him what it was like growing up being gay. I was born this way, being bullied, suicide attempts. All his response was, "I'll pray for you." And then he asked for a photo op, and you declined.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh my God!
You're like, "Oh, can I have a picture?" You're like,
"Yeah,
it's like, no, not I unless I'm tongue kissing you."
No, ew. Ew.
Mike would have enjoyed that more than you would have.
I'm saying for America.
Yeah, I'm sure.
For America.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay. Where do we even start with that? That I truly believe. People are tweeting today, Greg, that pencil all these same, security briefs, the highly classified intelligence that Trump did. Like everybody has said, he is. What did you say again, Sean? I always forget.
Mike Pence is up to his albino eyebrows in this.
Right. That's my point. But because I know everybody says, oh, this would be worse. A Pence presidency when Trump is gone. Because as gay people, you're married now.
Right.
I'm too much of a loser. But listen, we're going to an event later. You'll hook me up.
I'm getting married next month, so head him off at the pass.
Right, but it is terrifying, isn't it? That you're like, this is not funny anymore. Brett Kavanaugh will absolutely repeal marriage equality, will repeal Roe v. Wade.
Yeah. It's terrifying what might happen, but, I mean, politics being politics.
Right.
I think that, and I'm hoping and praying that, there's enough checks and balances that, only a certain amount of damage can be done, but we have so much damage that we really have to remedy, just in the short period of time that, Trump's been in office and his administration. What the hell are you thinking?
That's why someone tweeted today that I think is really true. The more and more, and it is sickening, Greg, the amount that we're hearing about Russia and his complicity and his likely, honestly, just being a complete Russian asset in the Oval Office. I mean, that makes you sick to your stomach because that's in Russia, the anti-LGBT stuff, the gun stuff. It's all connected. The Christian, the white supremacist stuff, it's all connected. And it's sickening that we're going, this has illegitimately taken over our country.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's so overwhelming. That, it's just like, I just hope that people don't get so overwhelmed and complacent.
Yeah.
And that's my fear. And that, being out there, I mean, I was at the Women's March. It's important that we all come together. Immigration. Oh, my God. What the hell was up with that?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, I hate to say it. Everyone's like, oh, it's hyperbole. But this is what fascism looked like. My dad ran with Goldwater in 64, and he was a prosecutor at Nuremberg. And this is what fascism looks like. It's that old poem, Greg, about I wasn't gay. When they came for me, I didn't say anything because I wasn't gay. I wasn't an immigrant, so when they came for them, I didn't say anything. Right. And when they came for me, there was no one left. And that's where we are. Mike Pence, I know I was reading this story, and I thought, he took money from AIDS funding to give it to conversion therapy.
Can you believe
that? Like, he can't hide. He was a disaster.
Yeah.
Like, Trump picked him out of the blue, because, isn't
Paul
it Manafort picked
Manafort
him?
Suggested
You're going,
him.
This whole thing stinks to high heaven.
Yeah.
Mike Pence was done because of his homophobia in Indiana, right?
Yeah. 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 I mean, the NCAA, many of the other sports organizations were threatening to leave, and and some of them did leave. It's crazy.
Lassie, I know Greg Louganis is here, and I know he dove into the well, but he can get out. He's a professional. I'm sorry. No, you're right. It's hard to focus. You're right, Greg. Like, we can't. I look at your life and what an inspiration you are to so many people, and what you've survived, and I want to take hope in that people go, we can survive this. We've survived worse as a country. Right. You've certainly survived worse as a person. You were mocked as a child as loose anus. Listen, that has got... And that was not even a gay thing. It was just because your name was Luganus. So yes. That was a kid thing, like a Trump nickname that was just a...
Right.
I feel you. My last name was Bone, so I got Boner all the way through
Travis
school.
Travis Bone. Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't get shoved in the lockers and stay there. Just like
I was too
like
tall to fit in him. That's the problem.
Lucky you.
Exactly. That's what I had going for me. I was tall.
Yeah.
Hold that thought, Greg. Let me pour myself some more Cameron Hughes wine. It's been a long week. It's been a treasonous week, Travis.
What are you drinking this week, Steph?
That's so funny you should ask. I am drinking Cameron Hughes Lot 595 Chardonnay from the Russian River Valley. Would you like to hear more about it?
Please.
Sourced from a handful of small vineyards in the Russian River Valley with international fame, Lot 595 is a beautiful, elegant, yet succulent expression of the varietal and just picked up a double gold medal from the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition, I might add. Deftly produced in a long fermentation and aged in 100% French oak.
Oh. Wow.
This wine is rich and effusive in the nose, perfectly balanced, creamy on the palate, delivers a sense of purity and grace that you'd typically find at twice the price.
You know, we go up to the Russian River for 4th of July every couple of years.
Yeah.
There is some really good wine coming out of that area.
Let me tell you something. This is award-winning wines at half the price. That's all you need to know.
Well, and Cameron knows his stuff.
Right. He's coming to do a tasting with us, and I have not found... You know how much this bottle was? $18. I am telling you, I know this is a $40 bottle. This is what he does. He goes
That's
to premium
ridiculous.
Wineries all over the world, and he's able to bring it to you direct. Right?
Oh, wait, you can get a better deal than just $18 on that bottle.
Thank you. His secret lies in purchasing direct from the boutique wineries, cutting out the middlemen, and you absolutely get premium wines at unbelievable prices. I'm telling you, I know my wines.
Yes.
I have got some amazing Chardonnays and Pinot Noirs. Those are my favorites. For summer, I got a great rosé, and I got a great sparkling wine.
You're taking some of that to your party this weekend,
Thank
right?
Thank you. $19. And it tastes like, I know, it's got to be a $40 champagne.
Those big-time Hollywood movers and shakers are going to love that wine. They're not going to know your secret.
Yeah, hello. You got to check it out. All of my friends are buying their wine now from Cameron Hughes. Go to chwine.com/Miller or text my name Miller to 511-511 and get 15% off and free shipping.
Wait, what?
With your minimum three-bottle order.
Three bottles?
Those prices are ridiculous, and you're getting it 15% off and free shipping?
And free shipping. Why would you drive anywhere and have to load stuff in and out? These are the best prices you can find. Text Miller to 511-511 to get 15% off and free shipping with your minimum three-bottle order, or go right to chwine.com/Miller. Cameron Hughes wine. But wait, am I just going to drink myself silly without eating anything?
Stephanie, you need some food to go with all your wine.
Oh, why, look what just arrived. Ding dong. Hello, Sunbasket. How are you?
Wait, what's Sunbasket?
Okay. Can I just say I have tried these meal kits before. This one is the best, hands down. Sunbasket. Would you like to know what I'm whipping up for us after happy hour?
Ooh.
Oh,
you're fixing
hang on.
Dinner tonight?
Hang on. Waldorf chicken salad with walnuts, grapes, and peach slices.
Oh, my God.
How about that for a cool summer night?
I was going to say, it's hot outside. That'd be perfect.
Wait. Speedy lettuce-wrapped turkey sliders with Asian slaw.
Wait, what? That sounds delicious.
You heard me. Don't make me repeat myself. You know why? Because your final course is going to be one-pan seared salmon with chimichurri and summer vegetables. Mm. Look at that.
Oh, my God. That is like... It is so hot outside. Those all three sound like perfect meals for right now.
I'm telling you, there's a reason Sunbasket has been rated the number one meal kit by leading publications. They offer 18 weekly recipes with options for paleo, gluten-free, Mediterranean, lean and clean, vegan, and more. But what matters most for me, Sunbasket helps me eat healthier, and it's simple. It makes it so easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home, no matter how much experience you have in the kitchen. I will admit it, I'm a sucky cook.
Well, that's also the problem for us. We don't have time.
This is like cooking for dummies. Like, it gives you all the exact amount of ingredients, it tells you exactly how to do it, and you can come off like you're a fancy chef.
Maybe this is how you're going to get find a woman. You can cook for her.
That's right. Sunbasket can help me snag a woman. I can, you know, well, most people pretend in the dating phase. I can pretend to be a fancy chef.
Yeah, she'll never know.
She'll never know.
What's your secret?
Sunbasket? I'm just Sunbasket. Hello. And I have a friend who is a great chef who also loves it because the recipes are so unique and delicious and easy to do for everybody. There's something for every healthy journey and every busy lifestyle. Do it now. Go to sunbasket.com/happy to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happy for $35 off. Sunbasket.com/happy. Yum, 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 yum. And now let's dive back in with Greg Louganis. I did it again. Greg, you were, okay, so you were obviously born out here, right? El Cajon, California.
Yeah.
Samoan and Swedish descent, which is why you're so fucking hot. Look at you.
Well, thank you.
Look at your cheekbones. Yeah, look at you.
My biological father was full-blooded Samoan. So, I mean, yeah. I did the Ancestry.com and just straight in half, you know, Pacific Islander, Polynesian. And that's on my dad's side. And then on my mom's side, Northern European. I found that there's mostly English.
Yeah.
In my
Donald Trump would deport heritage. All of you or put you in all of you in a cage if he could.
Yeah.
But my point is, you were your biological parents were teenagers, put you up for adoption, raised mm-hmm. by your adoptive parents. But man, to produce a Olympic champion.
Oh my God!
You talk about your mom saying you're my son. And I will always love you. And I thought, if every kid could have that, how many Olympic champions or scientists or whoever could we have?
You know, I can't imagine. And this is something that's been, brewing in my thoughts of, my next, whether it's the biopic that I'm working on or the musical that I'm writing or whatever it is. But I'd love to get the perspective of my mom. Because she's a Texas farm girl, from Mount Pleasant, Texas, moves to San Diego, gets married, and adopts me. You know, I mean, of all things,
she could just not keep you out of the toilet. Greg, stop diving into every pool of water. God, stop.
Yeah,
it's happening.
She called me a water baby. I was the water baby.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, I go through your whole, because I remember, again, you're like a year older than I am, but you gold medals, obviously, 84, 88 Olympics. Honestly, you know, people not just saying greatest American diver, probably greatest diver in history. You were the here's what I love. This all comes magically full circle, Travis. Favorite for two golds in the 1980 Summer Olympics in Moscow, but we boycotted because they did some other bullshit then.
Yeah.
And now here we are again. Yeah, yeah. Right?
Russia's invasion of Afghanistan at the time.
Okay, right.
Yeah, and then and I was a silver medalist in Montreal.
Right.
I was butting up against Klaus DiBiase from Italy, and that was his last Olympics and his third Olympic gold medal.
Right.
On men's 10-meter platform. So I was just a kid. It was a really rough time. I mean, people don't really understand that when I came home, people were celebrating me, and I didn't understand why, because I went there to win. I did not go there to go to take second. I mean, that was such a huge disappointment.
America, listen to me right now. We are in a very, very dark time. Listen to the story of the 1988 Seoul Olympics. This is, you know what? You're the first person who could be in the agony of defeat and the thrill of victory in the same ABC News thing, right? Because you...
Yeah.
Okay, let me explain. So this is when he hit his head. That's what my nightmares are.
Yeah.
Okay, when he hit his head of the... Okay. Leading to a concussion, completed the preliminaries despite his injury. He then earned the highest single score of the qualifying round for his next dive, repeated the dive during the finals, earning the gold medal by a margin of 25 points. His comeback earned him ABC Wild World of Sports Athlete of the Year for 1988. This is America right now, people. You gotta be goddamn... Yes, we've hit our head in the... We're fucking bleeding into the pool, people. But listen, we're gonna... Because that's what makes you a champion. Whatever it is that... how did you do that? Most people would have been like, I'm just going to be here bleeding.
Right. Yeah, you know, it was interesting because my coach did come to me after they sewed my head up and said, well, look, you can walk away from this and I will support you 100% and I'm behind you, whatever you want to do. And it was kind of a knee-jerk reaction. Just because of the way that I was trained. I mean, I was just doing my job.
Right.
And so I turned to him and I said, you know, we've worked too long and hard to get here and I don't want to give up without a fight. And who was my inspiration? Because I wasn't a fighter. I was a performer. I started as a dancer.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was all about the performance. And who my inspiration was Ryan White, the young boy who contracted HIV AIDS through his clotting factory. And he was a fighter. Yeah. He was a fighter.
Yeah.
He fought for the right of education for kids living with HIV AIDS.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he was my inspiration to get through. And of course, my mom.
Yeah.
You know, my mom was always there.
Greg, my high school boyfriend died of AIDS. And, you know, we connect being the same age from a very similar time. Like, he had to come out to his family and tell them he had AIDS at the same time. And he was one of the first guys that got it before there was a cocktail, before there was anything. And he died, I remember he told me, I think he told me we were in college and he was like, I'm sick. And I was like, oh, what do you mean? Are you, whatever, you got a cold, And he told me, and then we started talking and I said, when did you have your first experience? And he was like, well, the summer after high school. I was like, the summer after. We were still together. Wait a minute. What? But he, he got it from the first guy he was with in college. There was no, and this is in, we graduated 83 from college. Right. And his boyfriend who he married, even though it wasn't vaguely legal then, I remember told me, like, you must rate. He can't talk to anybody. He can barely speak. He wants to talk to you. He said he has your ad from your late night show on his hospital room, and he tells every nurse that comes in here, that was my girlfriend.
Have you seen Touch Me?
I have not.
Okay, you've got to watch Touch Me. It's a film that I was involved with, and of course, being the one HIV positive person on the set, I played a character who was not HIV positive. And it's just an incredible story, and it's from the woman's point of view.
Yeah.
And it's a very similar story of what you were telling me. And
well, I remember, his football player brother, when he first told him, he's like, what are you, AIDS? Are you a faggot? I mean, and then they all came around and were really beautiful by the time he died, But I'm just saying, you and I, I'm from Buffalo, Michael Bennett, we lost a generation of brilliant people.
Brilliant, talented, incredible people.
Speaking Peter of Allen, dancers and Chorus Line. Yeah. But I guess my point is, I sort of relate to you in that way that we're the same age, and I remember that hysteria that, oh my God, like Rock Hudson kissed Linda Evans and he didn't tell anybody, and Greg Louganis hit his head and he could have killed everybody. And, experts, of course, later have been like, no. It was no risk. There was thousands of gallons of water and chlorine and whatever. Yeah. But you lived through that hysteria, right?
Yeah, and I don't read my press, so I don't know what goes on. My husband brought it to my attention that they wanted to take my medals away from me.
Aye.
And so I had no idea, about that. I was a little curious as to when I did the Barbara Walters interview for 2020.
Yeah.
That she made that little caveat disclaimer, about response from the USOC, and that I had, I didn't have to reveal my HIV status at the time. And then also, I was competing in a country that, had they known my HIV status, I probably would have been allowed
to. Right.
Well,
you were saying, you were paralyzed with fear at the time. I just love this later. Experts maintain the incident posed no risk to others, but, that's the thing. At the time, we didn't know that, and there was just this really, not just hysteria, but homophobia. I think the fact that, and honestly, your book, Breaking the Surface, was a bestseller, of course, but you talk about a lot of things that a lot of people can relate to. You had a romantic relationship with your manager, who you described as abusive, raped you one time at knife point, took 80% of your earnings. You got HIV from him.
I don't know that I got HIV from him. You know, he's an easy person to point to.
Okay.
But at the time, you know, I was dating somebody, an artist, when I was at UC Irvine, and he died of complications with AIDS. And so chances are we were probably both infected prior to us getting together. So it's easy to point to Jim, or we call him Tom in the book.
Yeah.
But his name has been revealed. So,
well, my high school boyfriend got it from the first, it was an older guy, guy he ever had sex with. And it was unprotected sex. I was reading this story because I love Larry King.
Well, I mean, it's before
I was on CNN about
protected sex.
Right, exactly. It's, but I just love this because this is so Larry King, because you know he's like he's a nice person. He's not homophobic. Yeah. He's just, but this whole, so you were at the San Francisco Castro Theater and they booed Larry King because Larry being Larry, and he's 1,000. Yeah. He just went, how would a smart guy like you practice unsafe sex? Greg Louganis, pregnant pause. I'm not following. How'd you get AIDS? Lou Gaines. I'm sure I was probably exposed before they knew about unsafe sex. Oh, so you're pretty sure of that? Lou Gaines, yes. Anyway, that's just, it's my Larry.
Yeah.
Because Larry doesn't know. He's just in a suspense. pointing at you, right? And, like, that's the thing, is you go, good-hearted people are not homophobic, but they just, they didn't understand it at the time. Yeah. And you're like, none of us understood unsafe sex then. Yeah. There, you know, like I was saying, there was no cocktail, there was no any of that back when all this happened to us in the early 80s, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to believe. I mean, when my book came out, Breaking the Surface came out in 95, it was funny because my co-author, Eric Marcus, shared this with me way after, and they made Random House made him sign a contract saying that he would have the book done within 1 year. You know, in most autobiographies, it takes, you know, 4 to 5 years to produce an autobiography. They were afraid I was going to die.
Oh, wow. Well, your 33rd birthday in 1993, you held a final birthday party. Oh, my God, it's like that Eric Roberts movie. For family and friends, as a way to say goodbye. You were in failing health. You thought you were going to die of AIDS soon.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what was the name of that movie? Because I was in it.
Remember? Eric Roberts.
What was that? Eric Roberts.
Listen, let's not even talk about the one where Mario Lopez played you, because I love him, but not good casting.
Yeah.
Although you were lovely about it, but...
Yeah.
Wait, what was that? The Eric Roberts movie?
Hang on a second. Let me look it up.
All right, hang on.
It's My Party.
Yes.
It's My Party.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I played the Andy Warhol character with the camera.
Yeah.
So.
I have to say my high school boyfriend, it's just, I think it's resonated with me for so long because I loved him so much and he was like my biggest fan. He really was. And we thought that we were not going all the way in high school because we were Catholic, and it turned out because we were both gay. But that was... But
funny how that works.
It's like, oh, was that it?
I'm saving myself.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, just, you know, because he went through that of the same era that you did.
Yeah.
And I was so sort of, he was very close to his family, and having to come out and tell them he had AIDS and was dying at the same time was really a lot. And his family, they were really lovely people, you know, and so it but I mean, I think not everybody had that experience.
He's very fortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, because there were so many stories that I heard, especially on book tour, you know, of people getting kicked out of their houses, disowned, abused physically, mentally, emotionally.
I feel like that's when I first got political. Is back, you know, in Reagan, where I was like, I remember saying on the radio, I remember getting in trouble, but I was like, if AIDS had made rich white Republican men's dicks fall off, they would have cured this overnight.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it's in that movie, right, about Reagan doing nothing, and about, was it Larry Kramer going to the White House and just a guy taking him aside going, regular guys can't get this, right, from like hookers or something. I thought, like, regular guys?
Regular guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a regular guy.
Yeah. you have been married to Johnny Chayot.
Chayot.
Okay. From 2013. I just love that because, you know, I'm a single loser, as mm-hmm. you know, Travis.
Yes, living in your house by yourself, working in your basement.
Shut up, Travis. My point is Johnny met him on Match.com and there was only a picture of him kissing a dolphin. And he was like, oh, hell no. And yet here you are. Years later, happily married.
Yeah.
Why is there just a picture of you kissing a dolphin? Why? What? What?
You know, it was funny because...
It's the bottlenose.
Yeah. I mean, it's hot. He goes online. I come up as a match for him. Yeah. And, I mean, I didn't use a false name or right. anything like that. I'm just me.
Me, Greg Lucas.
I'm just me.
I'm Greg.
You know, I'm Greg. So, you know, he saw that. He's like... You know, oh, we came up as a match. I came up as a match for him. He said, oh, Greg Louganis, no way. And then he came up as a match
dolphin
for
fucker.
Me.
Greg Louganis, and, dolphin fucker.
And then I don't know, winked at him or something like that. Yeah. And then we started talking and realizing, that we had, a lot of things that in common that... Yeah. It was a real connection. It took him how many years? Probably 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Before he read Breaking the Surface, because he wanted to get to know me.
Yeah.
As a person.
Yeah.
And then finally, I was speaking in Athens. About diversity, about motivation. Inspiration.
You speak a lot now. I mean, that's what you do. You're an activist. Yeah. The human rights campaign, whatever. You speak all over the country.
Yeah.
I mean,
the world.
But yeah, but I think that's so important, not just HIV awareness, but a human rights campaign. Mm-hmm. I think in Breaking the Surface, you talk about your, not just a relationship of domestic abuse, but a teenage depression. You became smoking and drinking at a young age. And the fact that you became this amazing athlete, and I know I said to Travis, I was like, what do you want for happy hour? He's like, sparkling water. I'm like, of course, he's an athlete. But you stopped drinking at what age or what? I mean, do you not drink at all or did you?
Yeah.
That when you were dealing with depression as a teenager?
It's been an interesting road for me as far as sobriety.
Yeah.
Because after I lost my dad, then I went through episode of depression.
Yeah.
I dealt with that as a teen too, which I understand is right. rather common.
Right.
So if you have a predisposition to depression. And so, I had all of these psych meds. It was uppers, downers. It was like, trying a cocktail that was insane. And so then I went into rehab for that. And we addressed those issues. We didn't address alcohol, which was really interesting.
Yeah.
And then, but I didn't drink for many years. And then all of a sudden I started dating someone, Steve Kometko. He was entertainment reporter. And he'd have a glass of wine with dinner. And it's like, oh, well, okay, I'll loosen up and have a glass of wine. But then after I lost my mom, then I started self-medicating.
Yeah, yeah.
With the alcohol. And so then I had to address that. I got a DUI, and it forced me into taking DUI school and forced me into AA. And it was a good thing. I mean, it really was a blessing.
And now you're aware who's president, right?
Yeah.
Because I have a wine glass that actually says, because Trump. And I know I should not take this as personal stress, but a lot of us that marinate in this do.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you've talked about Kavanaugh and the Supreme Court, LGBT rights. You've talked about getting rid of Obamacare, hurting people with pre-existing conditions like you have. I mean, Travis and I would say, look, how can you not be political now?
Yeah.
This affects all of our lives, all of it.
It does. Right? It does.
But I unfortunately take it on as I told Travis I had entirely too much to drink last night. I really try to control the wine, but it's like, you're right. Like, I mean, I you know, not in a comedic sense, as I've said on the air, Greg, I've lost at least one friend to substance abuse that I would directly relate to this administration. He was someone that was so sensitive and had to talk about this and write about it and marinate in it, and he already had had a pre-existing drug problem. And I get letters from people that have lost friends and loved ones due to the stress. What advice would you give them? Because you're not just a champion that has overcome so much in your life. You have overcome that, and you've overcome... Because people tell me, oh, it's been worse in our country. I'm like, really? It doesn't feel like it in my life.
It doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it just reeks of Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
You know, and that seems like the direction that it's going. You know, with the mentality, the hate, people looking for differences rather than similarities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's easy to get into that trap and just absorb it and just marinate in it, like you said.
But how did you overcome? You hit your head on the board, and you went on to win a gold medal. You were excoriated for mm-hmm. not telling people you had AIDS when you hit your head. Like, what? And you triumphed, and you became, you know, a advocate and a hero and a best-selling author and a, you know, that's what we need now. Like, yeah. How did you become a warrior in your own life?
You know what? The key thing was, okay, we brought up hitting my head on the board. The only persons that were in any type of danger, if you will, was the Dr. James Puffer, who sewed my head up, and Dr. Ben Rubin, you know, who was right there. He was also our dive team physician as well, and an orthopedic surgeon. And so those two were the ones that were potentially exposed and in potential danger. And I called, I didn't realize that Dr. Ben Rubin was there because I was face down. I couldn't see who was working on my head.
Right.
But I did call Dr. James Puffer before the book came out, and I said, you know, look, my book's coming out. This is the information that's coming out. I'm HIV positive. I was HIV positive when you sewed me up. And he was mostly concerned about my care and well-being.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I danced with his wife. I've known him, you know, growing up. And so, you know, he was a dear, dear friend.
Yeah.
And so I just assumed that he was regularly tested. But he's a family practitioner, so he doesn't deal with blood.
Yeah.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
And so then he got tested, and you know, it was a little tenuous, you know, before he got his results and stressful. But he came back negative, and and everything was good. You know, his wife got on the phone and said, you know, take care of yourself. We're concerned about you. We're thinking about you. All of that stuff. If I'm good with the people that I am directly in contact with, the people that I love, I care about, then I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, these other people, you know, who will criticize, who will judge, that's just noise.
Yeah.
To me.
You know, to me, this is why this is so resonant for me, is you are my Tommy.
Oh.
You know, if my Tommy Nicholson, like if yeah. And this is why this is so important. You're speaking out against destroying Obamacare and pre-existing conditions, because my best friend from high school would still be alive. If, you know, again, there was no cocktail, there was no whatever. Right. It was a death sentence then.
Yeah.
And he was the best man I ever knew. I mean, and so, you know, like you say, I think we lost so many amazing people. And the fact that we're back here discriminating against pre-existing conditions and gay people and the Supreme Court, when we've won so many victories, you know, is why it's so important that like, champions and heroes like you are speaking out that inspire people that go, look what I lived through. Look what I, you know.
You know, it's not just that either. I mean, I see it as coming together. I mean, that's the reason why I went to the Women's March. I went to the Resistance March.
Yeah.
I went through, you know, to the Pride March.
We didn't have our friends shot up when we were in high school. But we're having the Parkland kids on tomorrow. We didn't, you know, like, other people aren't gay, but they're there for us in our marches.
Exactly.
We wouldn't get anything done if we didn't have those people with us.
You're not a woman, but you were at the Women's March, right?
Exactly. I mean, we need to come together. And I think that is... you know, if there's any silver lining, I think that is the silver lining, that we're all human.
Yeah.
You know, whether we're,
I mean, do we think we'd be going baby jails? Are you for that or against that? Oh, we're against that. Okay. Let's march for that. Here's the reason I know Trump is president, because you, Greg Louganis and Red Bull are bringing competitive cliff diving to the masses. Cause people are just like, fuck it. Trump's president. I'm just throwing myself off a goddamn cliff. I'm going to fucking Red Bull up and I don't give a shit.
I'm going to sprout wings and.
You're the series executive director. I'm not a daredevil, but this seems okay. They're flipping, people are flipping off their cliffs, themselves off cliffs more than 80 feet in the air. Okay.
And have you watched any of the videos?
No.
Oh,
really? You think I can watch the goddamn news cycles on MSNBC and watch that?
I was going through his Twitter feed for you, and I was like, oh, these videos are like, the guys are hot.
They're amazing.
There's some really hot guys, but.
They're amazing.
No.
They're good kids.
It was like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't watch them do that.
You know what I have done? I've gone to Louganis.com and I've gotten myself a t-shirt.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Because there's a new apparel line and you can get the book Breaking the Surface, the DVD for the Emmy-nominated HBO documentary Back on Board, Greg Louganis. And honestly, a thrill and an honor. And this has just been so personally meaningful for me and so... that you came and that you're speaking out and you're in the resistance with us. It means a lot.
And I am. I mean, I have my own personal page and I try and leave the politics out, you know. So I'm getting dog agility runs, you know, because I can
tell me,
dog
wait,
agility.
Hang on, my dogs need. What is the dog thing? What's dog agility runs?
I had the number one. They're called Parson Russell. They're Jack Russell Terriers.
Okay.
Basically.
Yeah.
So the number one, my female was number one in the country for AKC and dog agility for 2 years, and her son was number one for 1 year.
What do they have to do?
We almost made world team. It's generally an 18 to 20 obstacle course. They have jumps, tunnels, weave pulls, dog walk, teeter, A-frame.
Okay, can we just teach Jamie not to jump on people?
Good luck, lady.
Yeah, you know, it's easy. I mean, I also train pet dogs as well.
All
so,
right. Okay. Yeah. Can we be best friends now?
Yeah.
Is there any chance that might happen now?
Of course.
Greg Louganis, what a thrill this was. I know, I won't say it again about the deep dive and what a splash this will make on the iTunes, but listen. We love you, Greg Louganis. Thank you so much for everything you do. You are a patriot, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Greg Louganis, what? Gold medal winner. He's on the Wheaties box.
It took a few years to get that,
I know,
but
right?
You know,
motherfuckers, homophobes.
Yeah.